From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Microsoft antitrust case has been reassigned to a new judge, setting the stage for additional hearings as early as next month. District Court Judge Colleen Coller-Catelli will have to decide what sanctions to impose on the software giant as punishment for violating antitrust laws. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Judge Coller-Catelli was chosen to hear the rest of the Microsoft case after the original judge, Thomas Penfield Jackson, was disqualified for making negative comments about Microsoft to the media. Coller-Catelli was appointed to the federal bench by President Clinton 4 years ago. Before that, she spent 13 years as a judge in the D.C. Superior Court. Gordon Forrester is a Washington lawyer and president of the D.C. Bar Association. He describes Coller-Catelli as almost a model judge.
She is quiet and controlled, very careful. She is very pleasant and polite to the parties and lawyers, but she maintains a taut ship. She brooks no nonsense in her courtroom.
Most lawyers point to Coller-Catelli's efficiency, saying she's good at moving cases along. That may be welcome in the Microsoft case, which has already dragged on for nearly 4 years, an eternity in the software industry. Coller-Catelli has authored some prominent opinions. For instance, she upheld an FDA policy allowing genetically modified food to go unlabeled. Forrester says the judge keeps a low profile, though, and is unlikely to repeat Jackson's misstep in talking with reporters.
If she did have a high-profile case, you never heard about it from her. She would never discuss a pending case with anyone, and certainly not with the media.
Although a federal appeals court removed Judge Jackson from the case for his media comments, it upheld his finding that Microsoft monopolized the operating system market and violated antitrust laws. Judge Coller-Catelli now has to decide what remedies to impose. Forrester says she's a good choice to see the case to its conclusion.
I think both parties will be fortunate to have her. She won't favor anybody. You know, the rulings have been made. It's now just in the penalty phase anyway. And I'm sure the only real issue is whether Microsoft is going to be split up.
For now, Microsoft is moving full speed ahead. The software company released a final version of its new XP operating system to computer makers today in preparation for a public release in October. Critics say the new operating system continues to bundle in features in a way that hurts competitors, the same kind of behavior that got Microsoft in trouble in the first place. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.